I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM Radio that's heard in Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut. All this week, folks, we've been coming to you live from One The Event in tribute to 9/11. Stay with us for the next half hour and let us inspire you, help you heal, and help you create the life that you desire. Now, to learn more about me, you can visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Folks, One The Event is coming here today to all of us. We're joining in because of one man making a positive difference in our world. One man being Seattle firefighter Eric Loyer. He was inspired by the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and with his passion and more than 3 million people around the world, we are making a collective shift by choosing love over fear, kindness over anger, and responsibility rather than blame. Are you consciously aware of your choices? Do you find yourself reacting to life or responding to life? Today I want you to join me with international speaker and author Dawn James as she's going to share her personal life-changing event that taught her how to live consciously and love life no matter what the circumstances. You can learn more about my special guest Dawn at her website, raiseyourvibration.ca. And folks, today we're going to talk about consciously loving all that is. So Dawn, welcome to Get Inspired and Won The Event, my friend.
Hi, Sue. I'm glad to be on the show.
I am so excited because, you know, you have to be here. You are so part of what this message is all about. And, you know, as I read your book, Raise Your Vibration, Transform Your Life, you share several messages. And with today being the anniversary of 9/11, I want you to share with everyone what messages in your book you feel are most relevant for today. Can you do that for us?
Absolutely. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary, remembering our loved ones. And one of the messages that I share is that many people right now are feeling, unsettled. There's mm-hmm. been several upheavals throughout the U.S., North America as a whole. And we're looking for something, and many of us realize we're not going to find that looking outside of ourselves.
Yeah.
And many times in moments where we're asked to really come together and deal with a major trauma or upset, we mm-hmm. tend to look within. And the main message, my motto is, all you need is within you.
Yes.
Look within you for the strength to carry on.
Mm-hmm. It's so true, folks. Exactly what Dawn just said there. Dawn, can I get you to repeat that again?
Well, right now we really have to look within for our
yeah.
strength. And the motto that I share
yeah, it's that motto.
Is all you need is within you. Because truly, this is where we can get our strength from
yes.
and to move forward. Yeah.
Absolutely, folks. I wanted her to say that twice because that is so important. Now, lots of people started looking at life differently since 9/11. And Dawn, you yourself made life changes around that time. So let's talk about what caused you to leave a successful corporate career and become a holistic practitioner. Let's talk about that now.
Yeah, quite a change in my life, but in and around that time, from the outside looking in, I had a successful career for almost mm-hmm. 2 decades. But I didn't feel I was living my passion. I wasn't really living on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel I was making a real connection or difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through a lot of stress, you know, coming to grips with what to do next. And the pivotal change in my life was I had a near-death experience.
Yes.
And that really opened my eyes to mm-hmm. how I needed to change the way I was living.
Yeah, and you know, when you say that, Dawn, you know my story. Many of our listeners who are, you know, regular listeners to my show know I had a near-death experience, and it's true. When you go through that, you really do look at life differently, and you do see what's important. And just like 9/11, you know, people are seeing what's really important. If you're late,
absolutely.
Big deal. You know, you're here today, and today is about remembering, right?
That's
now,
right.
Now, let's talk about, you know, what changes did you notice after your near-death experience in 2003? I kind of shared, kind of touched a bit on that, but let's talk of some more changes you had.
Well, you know, it took that event to really make me appreciate some, you know, the beauty in my own life, and I started paying attention more to, you know, how I was living, how I was relating, the relationships in my life, what I wanted to create, how I was going to live the rest of my life and really live on purpose and have meaning, because we are still here. We have to celebrate the life that we have now.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Go ahead. You were going to say more?
No, I'm just saying that you really appreciate life and, more importantly, how you want to live.
Yes.
When you really embrace the concept of, I am here now. What do we want to do now? How are we going to continue?
Yes. And you know, everything that comes to us, folks, it's really important to be grateful for everything that comes our way. You know, you might think it's bad for you, but it can turn out to be such a blessing. And so when you focus on that gratitude and you know, being aware of the people around you, appreciate them, you know, tell them you appreciate them, tell them you love them and you're grateful for, you know, them in your life. That is so important. I'm always hugging my kids every day and saying I love you. And my kids are older, they're in their 20s, and they'll say, okay, Mom, we know already, you know. But you know,
you're never too old. You're never too old to get a hug. I like what you said about gratitude. One of the exercises in my book is look at everyone in your life today as if they're a gift. They're truly a gift to you.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's how I live my life. I know that's when I had the near-death experience, I thought, I will never, ever see another person as, you know, just another person. I saw every person as a gift. And the ones that are closest to me, they know that they are gifts to me. And because I make a point of telling them, my next guest is coming on at, be 1:30 Pacific time for everybody. We're going to talk about her story and how she lost her baby girl. And we'll really add to what this Dawn and I are talking. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, because then you really cherish life. You really, really cherish the moments that you have.
Yeah. So this is really an important time, folks. Look at here, you know, here's Eric Lawyer, a Seattle firefighter who put this event together. Many people don't know this, but he took all his life savings to put this together because he wanted to build this memory for all of these people that were lost. You know, that was a huge thing to do. You know, but every one of us can do something, whether it's to help your neighbor or to sit and smile at a stranger as you go for a walk. Every one of us can be conscious and make our choices different.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, but today we're talking about the consciously loving all that is. How do you, you know, how would you say to people, you know, how do we learn to make conscious choices? You know, there's some people out there. Where do we start?
Where do we start? We start really by paying attention. We need to pay more attention to what we're doing as we're doing it. It's not just to, you know, go through life like we're sleepwalking. And so one of the questions I pose is, are you fully aware of the cost or consequences of your choices? You know, as we're making decisions every day, are we fully aware of what it really means, and are we willing to accept that responsibility? Because sometimes, you know, if you say, well, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds, and you're driving down the road and you see, you know, a fast food place to eat, you're not really consciously aware, no, maybe this food is not good for me, and it's no different than life choices. So we learn to become conscious when we start paying attention to what we're about to do. And one of the ways you can do that is just by taking a moment before you even speak to think about, is what I'm going to say going to be positive? Is it going to help somebody? How is someone going to react to even my words, and let alone, you know, a discussion? And on it goes. Pay attention to what you're eating. What am I putting in my body? What am I listening to? Are these things uplifting? Is it positive for me? So start paying attention to what you're getting and what you're taking in and what you're giving out, because truly we need to be more responsible for what we're doing. And that way we we can choose the better path.
Absolutely. Now, you know, we're hearing so much today and all weekend, all week. We're hearing the different stories about the people who had thoughts that they felt they should have done things differently. You know, we've heard stories about the ticket agents, the air traffic controllers, the rescue crews, and countless others that were involved in that day of 9/11. And they're now, you know, their stories, they're eating themselves up 10 years later about what could I have done differently? What decision could I make differently? Let's talk to those people right now, Dawn. What do you want to say to those people?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, to be conscious, we need to take time to come to a decision. And many of the people that you mentioned who were there for this event and had to take care of so many people and think quickly, mm-hmm. they didn't have the luxury of the time to reflect, but mm-hmm. these people have been trained to do their job. They've been trained. Mm-hmm. They've had years of experience, and they were working through instinct and what they needed to do, what they knew they needed to do. And so what I want to say to them is, you did what you felt was the most appropriate. You did what you've been trained to do. And, you know, we thank you for being there. We thank you for the things that you did and the steps that you took. We can look back. Hindsight's always 20/20, but we have to accept that in a moment where things are so erratic and random and unexpected, we have to think quickly and we have to do what we know best to do.
Yes.
So we thank you for doing the best that you knew to do and you took to do and take care of so many people.
Yeah, it's so well said. Now, you know, as we're saying about all of these people who had to make these decisions, they're looking back on, you know, there's still so many people that are without peace over this tragic day. And as I read your book, Raise Your Vibration, Transform Your Life, I found that there were many examples of things that we can do to find inner peace. So can I get you to share one or two techniques with our listeners at this time to help them?
Absolutely. One of the reasons I wrote this book was really to share my own transformation. When I came back from my near-death experience, I was mm-hmm. just so appreciative of life and tuning in and being conscious. And there were many things that I started to do differently from, you know, the way I spoke, I related to people, even my diet, everything changed. And I found moments of getting back into peace, a peaceful state. One of the things I wanted to share today is, and just to remind people, we have a choice. We can choose to live in the past, the present, or, you know, the imagined future. And by focusing on the past, the should've, could've, would've, we are creating a lot of angst. We're setting up ourselves to really miss the moments that we have now. So one of the things I say is, don't dwell on the past. You have mm-hmm. to be present. Be present and be aware of what you have today. And mm-hmm. as you said, truly appreciate it. When you mm-hmm. focus and imagine the future, we're also creating inner stress. It hasn't happened. There's too many variables. So let's take what we know, and what we know is right now.
Yeah.
Let's grasp the moment. The second thing I wanted to share, I'm a big believer of affirmations.
Yes, you
positive
are.
Positive statements. Positive thoughts leads to positive action, leads to positive life experiences.
Yeah.
And I want to share a very simple affirmation, if I can.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
It's really about living in joy.
Okay.
Because, again, I do believe we have a choice. You know, I can choose to wake up today and be very grumpy, or I could be pretty thankful that I'm here.
Yes.
So it's called living in joy.
Okay.
I give myself permission to enjoy all that I have now. I recognize and I appreciate the good things in my life. I enjoy every moment.
Yeah.
So let's focus on where we are right now today. Look at all these mm-hmm. millions of people supporting this shift. It's a beautiful thing, so let's appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about affirmations. part of my healing transition, the shifts that I made, I had one affirmation in particular that I listened to, or I would look at, and I would constantly say, my kids would read it because I stuck it on post-it notes, and I put it on the fridge in my car. I put it on all the mirrors in the bathrooms and by the TV. Everywhere I went, I would see this. And the affirmation that I said was, change the way that you look at things, and the things you look at will change.
Oh, how true. How true.
Folks, let me say that again for you, so if you want to write this down. Change the way you look at things, and the things that you look at will change. And that's exactly what happened for me, Dawn. It really did. And I started seeing my kids, too, that shifts were happening in them, and they were starting to, you know, look at, you know, how can I make a difference and what can I do? So it really went through our whole house by me putting this little affirmation on a post-it note throughout our whole house.
That's wonderful, and that's the ripple effect that you can see. As I said, positive thoughts, words lead to positive experiences, and we can all do this in our own homes. It's a beautiful thing when you start to really embrace the power of just our language to change our experience. It's great.
It's so true. Exactly. Now, one chapter that really moves me in your book, and again, folks, the title of her book is Raise Your Vibration, Transform Your Life, that you talk about the vibration of forgiveness. You survived a turbulent event in your life, but you found your way to forgive. Let's talk about that story right now. Share with our listeners your story, can you?
Yeah, I'll condense it a little bit. This was back in my early 20s, and gotten married, and about a year into that, I was expecting our first child. And what happened to me was that a family member, there was what's called attempted murder-suicide, someone, one of our family members tried to end my life. And Sue, you have to imagine, I was 6 months pregnant at the time.
Wow. That's heavy-duty stress.
So
fear.
It wasn't just my life. There were two lives at stake.
Yeah.
You know, I can talk about it today, but 20 years ago, I probably would not.
No. And in fact, Dawn, you and I have known each other for quite a long time, and this is the first time we've talked about it.
That's true. Yeah. And, it's ironic, of the 21 chapters in the book, it's the last chapter that I actually wrote, but it's not the last chapter in the book. It was the last one I found myself able to write. But when someone, and, you know, appropriate for today, when someone has, you know, this act of violence towards you, you know, like our memories today, how do you go past that? And so for me, I realized where that person was coming from. And I know it sounds like a simple thing to do, but it took me almost 16 years to really understand that the feelings, the emotions that were still in me was actually impeding my health and my ability to truly live. So I found a way to forgive them. And I realized in forgiving them for what they were doing, because I realized they were really acting out of fear. It was pure fear that I became freer. I found a way to actually have more love in my life for my family by forgiving the person.
Yeah.
So there was a huge shift for me to embrace love.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing to do. I'm so proud of you, Dawn, because you, like you're saying to others, you could have made a different choice. You know, you could have been angry and passed that on to your kids. And,
exactly.
You know,
and I knew,
you didn't do that.
Being a parent, no, I didn't want to. Keeping emotional pain is truly a burden. It weighs you down.
Yes.
And so I found that for me, being able to get to a place of forgiveness lightened my own heart.
Yes.
It lightened my emotions, and I found more room to actually have joy in my life. And there's a saying that forgiveness frees the forgiver.
Yes.
It truly does.
It does, exactly.
And so let's create more room in our hearts when we find a way to forgive, because truly love is the force that we need. That is for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very well said. So, you know, people, you're hearing about Dawn James here today. Again, I want to just tell everyone your website. It's raiseyourvibration.ca. After the show, after the event, check Dawn's details out. You got to purchase her book. It's very healing. Dawn, you are just so incredible. Sometimes you just make me speechless, and as many who know me, I don't get speechless that often.
You don't get speechless. I've never heard you speechless.
Okay, thanks.
Don't make me blush. Don't make me blush, okay?
Well, this has been a very emotional weekend for all of us involved in this One The event. It's just been so touching. Yeah. You know, seeing people come together and, you know, just what do you need? And that's what it's really about. That's what all of us need to do in this world. And we need to forgive. We need to love. That's what the important thing is. Now, let's talk about, you know, living in love. It really boils down to choosing to love. So we've been talking about that. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think going back to being conscious, I think if we hold the thought, they say if you want love, you need to be loving. If you want peace, you need to be peaceful. So. My message to the world and start embracing the concept is see love. Choose to see love in things. Choose to speak lovingly. Mm-hmm. Choose to live lovingly and then be love. Because the more we exude that emotion, it's like a ripple effect, like with your children and your affirmations.
Yep.
The people around you will feel that positive energy, and it's going to ripple through families, communities, and we can start to, you know, embrace life more than being fearful. We shouldn't be in fear now. We need to embrace what we have and move forward. I think that's the message. Be it, see it, speak it, live it.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of people out there, and I will tell everyone, you know, who don't know me, for years I didn't love myself, and how can you love someone else if you don't love yourself first? And I worked with a coach, and he said, I want you to get in front of your mirror, and I want you to say, I love you, Sue. I could not do it. Oh, it was the hardest exercise and homework I'd ever been given in my life. And it took me 3 weeks of every time I'd go in the bathroom. And, I mean, we can be in the bathroom a lot, right? And so every time I'd go in front of the mirror, and I'd go, can't do it today. Can't do it today. And finally, you know, I got in front of it, and I said, I love you, Sue. And I started crying, and it just opened up something in me. And now I get in front of it, and I say, oh, I love you, Sue. Look at your hair. It's so awesome. And my daughter, you know, we have one more still at home, and she'll just shake her head. You're weird, Mom. But I have a 5-year-old grandson, and he'll watch me do it, and he'll say, you know, Grandma, you're so beautiful. And I think, you know what, that's what it's all about. And, you know, I do that exercise with him now so that he loves himself so he can pay it forward to love others. Now, I do that exercise. Are there exercises that maybe you do differently to help you, yourself to love yourself?
I think for me it's mainly, well, there's an affirmation. There's one affirmation that I was guided to say over and over again a few days after I came back from the hospital.
Okay.
And so after my near-death experience, I surrendered to love. So if I can share that quickly, and maybe we can take together.
You know what? We've only got a minute left here, so can you do that in a minute? Okay, no pressure.
Okay, so the affirmation is called Love is All. Okay? Love is all I have. Love is all I am. Love is all I need. Love is all I give. So let's say it together. Love is all I am.
Love is all I have.
Love is all I need. Love is all I give.
That's perfect. Folks, we have got, Dawn has a gift for you. If you go to her website, she has a free ebook for you called Change Your Words, Change Your Vibration. It's a collection of her favorite affirmations. And again, folks, her, website is raiseyourvibration.ca. And Dawn, I want to just give everyone a heads up here. You and I are going to be doing an event together very shortly.
Yes, we are.
I know. I'm looking so forward to it. Folks, we're going to be in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, on October the 1st and the 2nd. Dawn and I will be together at an event called Live Life Alive Expo. And for more details about that event, if you go to Ghosts, that's plural ghosts, conference.com, just look for the booth Raise Your Vibration. Gosh, we are almost out of time here, my friend. I love you. I'm so grateful.
I love you too.
Love you. Here we go,
man. I'll see you. More love coming in October. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Great. Folks, we can all learn from Dawn's words of wisdom, and we can make conscious choices. Now is the time to move forward, heal, change our world. Each one of us can make a positive difference. None of us are never going to forget what happened on 9/11. But all of us can go on to forgive and allow love to be your guiding force. And folks, when that happens, the healing will begin and our world will really shift. Now again, to learn more about Dawn James, if you go to her website, raiseyourvibration.ca. And if you want to learn more about me and my story, you can go to my website, asksuelondon.com. I want to thank my very special guest and my very special friend, Dawn James, for being with us here today at this very special event. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every week, every Thursday, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. I will be back again with you this afternoon, folks, for another inspiring interview with guest Elizabeth Cookson. Now, that interview is going to be at 1:30 Pacific Time, which is 4:30 Eastern Time. Next coming up is Dr. Pat with Dr. John DeMartini. So get ready for that. Very informative interview. Now, on behalf of my guest, Dawn James, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings.
I'm here to do peace. I'm here to do joy. I'm here to do love. I wanna be kind, wanna be divine, haven't even mind most all the time. But what I'm really here to do is mostly love. Mostly love. I wanna breathe love, wanna breathe faith. I wanna breathe.